I can't release the Kingslayer, not even if I wanted to. My lords would never abide it. Your lords made you their king, and can unmake me just as easy. If your crown is the price we must pay to have Arya and Sansa return safely, we should pay it willingly. Half your lords would like to murder Lannister in his cell. If he should die while he's your prisoner, men will say that he well deserved it. Rob finished. And your sisters? Catelyn asked sharply. Will they deserve their deaths as well? I promise you, if any harm comes to her brother, Cersei will pay us back blood for blood. Lannister won't die, Rob said. No one so much as speaks to him without my warrant. He has food, water, clean straw, more comfort than he has any right to. But I won't free him, not even for Arya and Sansa. Her son was looking down at her, Catelyn realized. Was it war that made him grow so fast, she wondered, or the crown they had put on his head? Are you afraid to have Jaime Lannister in the field again? Is that the truth of it? Grey Wynne growled, as if he sensed Rob's anger, and Edmure Tully put a brotherly hand on Catelyn's shoulder. Cat, don't. The boy has the right of this. Don't call me the boy, Rob said, running on his uncle, his anger spilling out at once on poor Edmure, who had only meant to support him.